Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Wachim, Per Yud Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Hachata shekibul dama bekais echad. So we have over here a carbon chatas that was shechted inside, where it was supposed to be shechted. Shekibul dama, the kain was makabal the blood, bekais echad, in a single cup. But then, nasan b'chutz, he places the blood outside of the azara. B'chazav nasan b'fnim. Then he comes in and does the rest. Puts the rest of the blood inside. Or bifnim starts out inside where the blood is supposed to go, v'chazav anasam b'chutz. Then he applies the rest outside. In both cases, chayiv for putting the blood outside. Reason being, shekulay ra'oi, it's all fit, lavay bifnim. And the Matnur explains as follows. The case of where he puts it first outside and then comes back in and puts the rest inside, that is chayiv, that's pashit. The real chiddush here is where he first puts it inside and then puts the rest outside. What's he putting outside? It's the leftover dam. Now, normally, the leftover dam doesn't affect the kashrus of the carbon. Once you put any blood inside, it's already kosher. So why should it be chayiv? So the chiddush would be, says the Bat Tanura, that this goes according to Rav Nechemya, who holds, and this is true even for the outside chatas, that even the leftover dam has to be put in the right place. It's not just lemitzvah. It's not just the right thing to do. It has to be. If you don't put the leftover dam in the right place, the carpet is not kosher. Nu oy bezois, according to Rav Nechemya, if you take the leftover dam that the carbon hinges on, you put it outside, that's the reason that he's chayiv. Itaisus Yamtiv disagrees with the Bat Tanura. He says we must be talking about the inside chatas over here. Inside chatas meaning the chatas that are supposed to be processed on the heichel inside. And over there, everybody holds that the leftover dam must be put on the outside mizbeach. So again, according to the Bat Tanura, we're talking about an outside chatas. You already put the dam on the mizbeach. Most shitas hold the leftover dam. You're supposed to pour it by the aside, but if not, the carbon is still kosher. According to those shitas, if he takes that dam, that leftover dam, puts it outside, he wouldn't be chayiv. But our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nechemya, who says even the leftover dam has to be put by the aside on mizbeach. And if you don't, the carbon is not kosher. It's a chelik of the avoidah. It's a chelik of the avoidah. So if you put it outside, you're chayiv. Tosfos Yamtiv says, no, we're talking about the chatos apnimiyos that are processed in the heichel, not just inside the azara, inside the heichel. And over there, everyone holds that the shiori hadam has to be poured on the outside mizbeach. The regular dam of the chatos apnimiyos on the mizbeach hazov inside, the shiori hadam on the outside mizbeach. And if he took the leftover dam, not just to the outside mizbeach, but outside the azara, so he's chayiv for that. Okay, either way, let's see the Mishnah Vayit. Kibul dama b'shnei kaisus. Until now, we were talking about where he received the dam in one kais. Suppose, as the dam is coming out of the neck of the animal, he takes it in two kaisus. That's how he receives it. You can use the blood from any kais for the zrikas hadam. So Zakta Mishnah, Nosan Shneim Bifnim, let's say you put all the blood from both kaises inside. Potter. What do you mean potter? He did it the way you're supposed to do it. So sometimes the Mishnayis does this, just it wants to give us all cases. As if to say, this is the right way to do it. Shneim B'chutz, if he puts both blood from both kaises outside Chayiv is Chayiv, because blood from both of the cups were fit to be used inside. Now here's where the fun starts, so to speak. Echot bifnim v'echot b'chutz. He took blood from one of the cups, put them on the inside mizbeach. Then he took the blood from the other cup and put it outside the azara. Potter. And this would be even according to the shita that the shiori adam has to be poured on the inside mizbeach. Because that shita is talking about if you're taking the blood from one cup, some of the blood you put up on the mizbeach, the rest has to be poured by the inside mizbeach. Has to be, according to that shita. Because it has to be, therefore, it's a chelik of the avodah. And as we explained earlier, if you take the leftover blood and put it outside, you're chayiv. But here we're talking about two separate cups. So once you use the blood from one cup, the blood of the other cup is automatically pushed away. That's called dichui. If I have a choice to use this or that, by picking this, the other one is, okay, not this, this is out. It's poured off into that special canal. It's not even called shirayim. Vaitra, says the Mishnah, Echad b'chutz, if he takes the blood from one, puts it outside the azara, the Echad b'fnim, takes the blood from the other and puts it inside, chayiv alachitz, and he's chayiv for the one he put outside. Vapnimi mechaper. and the one he puts inside works. It's a kapara. In other words, the fact that the first cup was put outside doesn't push away the other kais. L'ma'a davar daimet, what can this be compared to? L'mafrish chatasiv, you have someone who sets aside his karban chatas. Then, oh no, where is it? He lost it. V'yavda, it's gone. What do? I have to bring karban chatas. The behem I set aside is gone. So the hifrish acheres tachteh, he separates another one. Separates meaning he sets it aside. And the achakach nimtzas reshayna. Someone says, by the way, is this behemoth yours? Yeah, that was my first chatas. Uh-oh, now I have two. Now both are standing, ready to be a carbon. So I can use anyone. But once one of them becomes the carbon, they start the avoida, the other gets pushed away. It becomes a chatas shekipru be'olea, a chatas whose owner already had a kapara from a different chatas. So now, let's try to understand this in the context of our halachas of shechting or doing avayda outside. Shachat shteyim bifnim. Again, I lost my chatas, set aside another one, now we found the original one. Both are here. I shechted both of them inside the azara pater. Now, you weren't allowed to shecht the second one inside the azara. Because once you shechted the first one, the second one became a chata shekipru balel, like we explained. But the ma'aseh he did, and there's no chiyah for it. You're not chayiv anything for doing it. Shachat shteyim b'chutz. Let's say he shechted both of them outside. He's chayiv for both. Because each chatas was technically roi to be used inside. And a chanami, once you pick one, the other one is not being used. But the ma'aseh both could be used. And that's the reason that if he shechts both outside, he's chayiv for both. At one point, they both could have been used inside. That's what makes them chayiv outside. Vayter says in Mishnah, achas bifnim v'achas bechutz. He shechted one inside. And the other behema outside. Potter, once he shechts one inside, the second one becomes possible to be used inside. As explained, it becomes a chata shenis chapru baleo. The Baalim already had their kapara. It's one of the five chatas hamesais. It's just set aside until it passes away. And any animal that's not miskabelas bifnim, if it's not roi to be used inside, then you're not chayiv for putting it up outside. So to Mishnah Vayter, achas b'chutz v'achas bifnim, if he shechted one outside first, then the other one inside, chayiv ala chatzayna, he's chayiv on the one that he shechted outside, because at that point it was still roi to be used inside. As far as the shechting inside, it works. It works as a karma. The pneumius, the one he did inside Mechaperis, is actually Mechaper, because as explained earlier, had the first one worked, the second one gets pushed away. But if the first one is meaningless because it went up outside, then the second one is really the first one. The second one is the one chatas we're using. It's Mechaper. Vayter says the Mishnah. Here's another halacha about these two chatois. Again, I separated a chatas, I lost it, set aside another one, then found the first. And I shechted both inside. Kishem shadoma poitres psara. Just like when you have one chatas, as soon as you shecht it, and you sprinkle the blood, there is no longer mi'ila. Remember what mi'ila is? When you use hegdish for your own benefit, b'shaygeg, you have to bring a karban mila, add a chaymish. So with any chatas, once you put the dam on the mizbeach, there's no longer any mila. Now the meat could be eaten by kaihana. Kachu poiter es psar chavrta. Here's the chiddush of our Mishnah. I have two animals right now. Both were set aside as a chatas. I shecht one. Apply the dam on the mizbeach. So the meat of the chatas that I shechted is no longer me'ila. The same is true for the other chatas. What do you mean? The other chatas is pasul? And the answer is yes. The halacha is that this type of chatas, where the bialim had a kapara, you're not allowed to have hanah from it. But there's also no me'ila if you do have hanah from it b'shaygeg. The halachis of Me'ila don't apply. All right, let's glance over our Mishnah. We started out learning the halacha of a karban chatas where the kohen received the dam in one kais. Takes some of the dam, puts it up outside the azara, then the rest of the dam inside. He's chayiv. As soon as he took the dam that should have been inside and put it outside, he's chayiv. The other way around, starts out inside, then puts it outside. So he's chayiv. Why should he be chayiv? Once he put the dam inside, l'chayiv, the rest is just shiori ha-dam. And there's no chayiv, it's only a mitzvah. So the Batra told us that this mission is the sheet of Rav Nechemya, who holds that the leftover dam has to be poured at the aside of the mizbeach inside. And once it becomes something that has to be done, if you do it outside, you would be chai for it. However, if he was mekabel adam in two kaises, the blood went into two cups, puts both of them inside, he's not chayiv. Both of them outside, took blood from both kaises and put them up outside, he is chayiv, because both were standing here and they were roy to be put on the mizbeach. And again, we're talking about the blood was received in two kaises. He takes the blood from one kais, applies it on the mizbeach inside, then takes the blood from the other kais and puts it on the mizbeach outside. He is potter, because once he put the blood from one kais inside, the second kais is no longer fit to be put up inside. That's called dichui. Lechatchil, if you take the dam in two kaises, I can use any one. But once I use one, the other one can't be used anymore. It's poured out. Now, once it can't be used anymore, and you go and you take it outside, it's not like you took a carbon and put it outside. You took something useless and put it outside. That's why he's potter on the one that goes outside. And this is even according to Reb Nechemya. Again, from the same kais, if you put a little bit inside, the rest of the dam still has to be poured, according to Reb Nechemya. It has to be poured on the mizbeach, toward the bottom of the mizbeach. So if you put it up outside, you're chayv. But in this case, if there are two separate kaises, once you take the dam from one kais and you put it up inside, the second kais gets pushed away. It's not kosher anymore. That's why if he puts it up outside, he's not chayv. Again, we're talking about the dam is in two kaises. He first puts the dam outside and then inside. He's chayv for the one he put outside, because that for sure could have been good inside. And the inside one is mechaper. It works. It's a good chatas. Pouring the kais outside doesn't mean he picked that for a chatas. That doesn't push away the first one. In a similar vein, the Mishnah went on to a case where I don't have two cups of blood, but I have two behemoths. I separated a behemoth for a chatas. It got lost. I separated another one. Now I found the first one. I have two. If I shecht both of them inside, I wasn't supposed to shecht the second one inside. But lemaisa, I did. I'm potter. If I shechted both outside, I'm chayiv on both. Because each one could have been the chatas. I can pick either one. However, once I shecht one inside, I picked one. And I shechted it. The other one becomes a chatas shekipru balea. A chatas where the Baalim already had their kapara. So if I process the other one outside the azara after I already did the first one inside, it's a meaningless act. I'm not chayiv for that. Again, we're talking about our case here. Separated a chatas, lost it. Set aside another one, found the original, I have two, I take one, put it up outside, and the other one inside. On the outside one, I am chayiv, because that could have been a good chatas. The inside one is good, it's still mechaperis, because the act of putting it up outside doesn't push away the other one. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that just like when you have a regular chatas, once you put the dam on the mizbeach, there is no din of being moil behegdish on the basar. At that point, technically, the meat can be eaten by the kehanim. Well, if I have two behemoths because I lost one and I found it later after I set aside another one, once I shecht one, put the blood on the mizbeach, not only is there no mi'ila on the meat of the one I shechted, but there's also no mi'ila on the other one. Because once I process the first one, the second one becomes, again, a chata shekipru balea, and a chata shekipru balea does not have mi'ila.